General, let me explain to you what happened. This is a part of the Fulbright pacifist isolationist stuff, but it has misled a lot of people. We have a barrier out there where we have these electronic things in the trees, and when people go under them, they give a sound, and they notify our planes, and our planes can go in there and hit them, and it's working out very good. And has nothing whatever to do with anything nuclear. Westmoreland asked that he be given authority to put some of these, what you'd call a mine. When you touch it, it looks very much like the Earth. It's about the size of your fist. May look like a mushroom or something. You step on it, and it blows them up. Well, as a result, they quit coming that way when you scatter them around. So he wanted to build a circle around Quezon with this, what they call gravel. These scientists were sent out. Well, one scientist at some university, evidently where Professor Brown, we'll say, was going, who had worked on this barrier, nothing to do with nuclear. He told his wife, and his wife told his sister or something, and anyway, one of these peaceniks got a hold of it. So they called Fulbright staff members. They got the telephone call, so they called in the New York Times then and said Johnson's group has sent a big crowd out to deploy a nuclear weapon. So they put it in all the papers. And in the meantime, Fulbright's written Rusk a long letter that says, we want you to explain if you are doing this. Have you quit beating your wife? That type of letter. So Christian, the press secretary, same as your Haggerty, said, first, they have never recommended anything like this to the president. Second, the president would have to be the one that would make the decision. It's never come to him, and you're not doing your country any good by publicizing all over the world that we're considering doing something which has never been considered. So that kind of put an end to it. Then Time comes along and said, well, Johnson said that, I said in 7 years that I've been in the executive branch, I am not aware that anybody has ever made a recommendation to use nuclear weapons. Now, I know in the 4 years I've been president, nobody has ever recommended it, but as vice president, I sat in on most of the meetings, and I knew, to my knowledge, it hadn't there. So they say this week, well, Johnson said he was not aware, but that implied that he might not have heard it. So you just can't hardly knock it down. Now, the truth of the business is, we have no nuclear weapons in South Vietnam. The people out there do not think the Quezon area that the tactical nuclear weapons are suitable. But we needless to say, the Joint Chiefs have never made a study, never made a recommendation, never come to the president, and so forth.